Back here on the Mighty 690 on this Friday morning, as we normally do, we speak with House members, as we have over the phone Republican Representative out of Independence, Doug Bleck, on the phone lines with us here this morning. Doug, can you hear us?
I can, Sam. How are you?
Oh, I am doing just fine this morning. Actually feeling a lot better, considering I had a head cold when I came back from my vacation, but feeling a lot better, and we're glad to have you here on the radio program, Doug.
Well, good to be here. Vacations are always nice.
Oh, certainly.
Certainly.
You don't want to come home sick. You don't want to come home sick, but they're still nice.
Oh, yeah. No, and I suckered it through, you know. I figured it was a great enough vacation that I can be sick at work for a couple days. No big deal there. So.
Yeah, I thought we were going to have to send him over to see Megan, Doug, actually, there for a little bit. But, no, he looks much better today. He's not near as pale, so that's a good thing.
Okay.
And how are things going for us here in Kansas now, Representative?
Well, it's kind of a fun time, a lot of fair and praise around the Labor Day weekend, and have a few coming up, a car show, kind of get out and meet people. That's a good thing. So kind of want, you know, our economy, August revenues were up almost $8 million, which sounds like a lot to you and I, but to the state, that's really not a lot. But at least revenue is up, you know, which is quite a bit higher than, say, the same time this last year, but primarily compensating use taxes and corporate taxes kind of contribute to that. So the good thing of it is it's not down, and of course September will be a high month of more income, because that's a for those that self-employed, that's a quarterly tax payment, and that'll set the stage for the November census revenue estimate, which will give us guidance when we get in on the floor and start spending your money and debating bills for the session. So overall, it's, you know, it's still a positive. Obviously, the economy is jump-starting that, and two, you know, raising the state income tax, which I wasn't a part of in 2017, contributed to more money being in there.
Yeah, but
that's a good thing.
You know, I guess the thing is we did need our revenue picture to turn around for the state of Kansas, because that's eventually going to benefit all of us. However, you know, here in Montgomery County especially, and I think we saw some of that in yesterday's bond question vote for Coffeyville Public Schools, where voters said no. Residents are feeling a little overtaxed.
Yeah, they do, and you know, one of the things I hear a lot, see a lot, certainly most House District 12 is pretty well runs parallel to Oklahoma Kansas border, so we see a lot of people jumping over. Seems like about once a month I hear somebody, well, I'm moving to Oklahoma because taxes are cheaper. So you know, I've looked at a few things. There's some booklets out there that's pretty interesting. The National Tax Foundation, which is out of Washington, D.C., prints what taxes are at different states and issues that are pretty interesting. And then Kansas Policy Institute prints a small green book that kind of rates everything from schools. Actually, they're grading schools on A to an F this year, which is not acceptable level or improving type thing that most parents could understand. But, you know, if you look at state and local tax burdens per capita and along with the percentage of income, Kansas ranks 23 versus Oklahoma ranking 40, according to the Tax Foundation, you know, figures. So we are above Oklahoma in as a percentage of our income as far as our state and local taxes. Like I say, a high rank in this case is not good. So that's based on 2017 figures. So I know Oklahoma had some increases in some of their taxes to fund education. But if you really look at what most states fund, we all have the same issues. Education being the number one consumer of our dollars, highways, big issue, and of course social services. Every state has that same issue. And it really doesn't make any difference whether you're blessed with maybe having some good geography. Kansas doesn't have any big mountains, but and we're not a high tourism state. But what it really boils down to, or even a lot of oil, is the fact that you need to spend less than on services. And that's always a tough issue, but that's the secret to really having lower taxes. Of course, what we do see is a pretty good migration, and that's documented from states that have high taxes to states that have lower. And this is particularly true when you get into retirement years, you know, when you get on a, people get on a fixed income. And so, you know, I like to say, it saddens me to see people leave our state, particularly our young kids that may need a job. And, you know, equally true is retired people who says, you know, I don't like high taxes.
Yeah, and I think if when you boil it all down, as you mentioned, Doug, I mean, all states provide very similar services, and the cost of those services are about the same, regardless of where you are. It gets into a quality of those services, whether the education is as good there, the roads are as good there, what have you. We were driving through Mississippi a few years back on highways that, you know, the only way I could explain those highways, we were driving along in Mississippi, which Mississippi known for some very low taxes, substandard. I mean, there were constant potholes and, you know, they were narrow, they were not well-maintained roadways. And so, you know, yeah, you pay taxes and you get what you pay for. The fewer taxes you pay, though, sometimes the quality's not as good, and it's a balancing act, isn't it?
Yes, it is. And you know, one of my kind of pet peeves is our sales tax rate on food. Kansas is 6.5, and that's one of the higher in the nation. I would like to see that lowered. You know, you look at Oklahoma's sales tax on food, it's 4.5, which is a significant difference between people, and particularly people of low income and spend a high percentage. So I would like to see that change. We've run a few attempts in the past year or so to try to get that lowered, and it seems to be that legislators assume, and correctly so, I guess, that we need the money and can't afford to give a break there. But I would really like to see that, but that's another issue that becomes taxes. And if you look at some of the issues on sales tax, now Oklahoma does have some higher or as high local sales tax as Kansas does, where you're looking at counties and states. But, you know, our ranking, you know, Oklahoma has about 3.9 million people as population state. Kansas, about a million more than Kansas. Kansas is 0.9 our population. So, you know, whenever we see people leave our state to go to another one, that hurts, and that actually puts a higher tax base on the ones that remain, and that's always not a good thing. For example, Montgomery County, just looking at the property taxes that went up over the past 20 years, they've increased about 175%, which I guess you look at that over, you know, that's a little less than 1% per year. Our bill rate went up. At the same time, we've lost about 13% of our population in Montgomery County, and that's one of the things that I jobs. We definitely need jobs.
We definitely do, and it's going to benefit everyone if we could get some of those jobs that would help, you know, bring people back into the area and just provide, you know, fairly good paying jobs where people don't feel like they're constantly against the wall.
You know, that's true. And I think people in Kansas, like you said earlier, they expect a good level of service. They don't expect above and beyond levels. In terms of grandiose buildings and spending a lot of money, but you know, they want a basic good service. You know, I don't want to dodge potholes in my road either when I drive back and forth. So there is some benefits, you know, of having a somewhat of the middle of the road. But you know, I guess we do rank, like I say, Kansas does rank, you know, in the top 25 pretty much across the nation, with the other 50 states of being, you know, a high cost state to live in. And you know, about the only thing that I can think of, maybe in a ranks us is Oklahoma ranks number 15, and we rank 33, which is lower on sales excise tax on beer. So if you're, I guess if you're a beer drinker, it costs you a little more in Oklahoma than it does in Kansas, whatever that's worth.
Well, for some of us, that's, you know, kind of one of those irrelevant taxes, isn't it?
That's true. That's true. And along with cigarettes, you know, we tax all those a little different. And even our gas tax, you know, Oklahoma raised their gas tax, but Kansas is 24 cents a gallon on gas, and we rank 33 in the nation. And Oklahoma, of course, this is 17. They just raised their rate, but they were 17 cents, and they ranked 49 in previously in gas taxes. So you start adding up all those little things, and it becomes a chinkle, chinkle, chinkle. You know, it does make a difference. So I think one of the things that we can do to keep our kids here is to get jobs, you know, get wages that are up. And Oklahoma's average wage is about $59,000. I think Kansas is about $48,000. So they're actually, wage-wise, a little bit better than Kansas. So all those things become little things that everybody looks at that ends up the big picture, and that's what we get into trouble, I guess. So as a legislature, I've tried, you know, I got to sort all that stuff out and weigh each thing. You know, do we raise taxes to improve our roads? You know, do we raise taxes to improve our education system? And those become tough decisions, you know, because my fixed income group of constituents certainly do not want any of that. And probably, like you say, probably saw that school bond vote yesterday. Looked like a pretty low turnout for a pretty important issue, but that seems to be the norm anymore.
Yeah. All right. Well, Representative Doug Blex, we're always happy to have you on the air with us, and we hope you have a great weekend. We might see you over at the car show in Tyro this weekend.
I'll be there tonight working, helping set up, and be there for a while tomorrow. However, I have a Old Settlers parade in Elk City and one in Burton, Kansas at the same time. So I'm going to Elk City this year, so I got to kind of pick and choose. So, yeah, hope to see you. Been enjoyable. Thank you, Dad, Sam.
You bet.
Thank you, Doug.
This is the Mighty 690 KGGF.